The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We have a big show today. We're going to talk about that rare super blood moon coming up on May 26th. We're going to focus a little bit more on that, but we're also going to talk about and learn a little bit more about two archangels that are associated with abundance. And it's perfect for this timeline because of the energies coming in with May. May's a very pivotal month anyway. And if you are trying to create something brand new, if you are a creative person, if you're trying to get a project off to a good start, if you're just trying to take a change in your life's direction, this is good energy. The blood moon will challenge you a little bit, but it's to help you see things from a different perspective so you can make some better choices moving forward. In law of attraction, which I'm very much a believer in, it has changed my life, so that's what I focus on. And life does go up and down. It doesn't pretend that things aren't out there that affect you negatively, but it's how we respond to things in a different way that help us move past challenges and move through them. And we become stronger and better once we get through it. So law of attraction is very productive for me personally. So I love sharing that with you. The affirmation for today, actually any day, but this is the one I've put out for the show today, is I aim to achieve my goals with an abundant mindset. Think about that. What's an abundant mindset? It's a positive mindset. It's focusing on the abundance in anything, even if it's very small to you. There's something in there. There's a gift. We have so much of this to be thankful for in our lives. But we sometimes focus on everything that's going wrong or everything that's attacking us, or honestly, just all the things that aren't really going to help us move forward. We're worried about what everybody else is doing, all these types of things. Law of attraction teaches us, and it's a spiritual law. It's a spiritual law. We attract what we focus on. And if you feel like everything's coming against you, what are you? Just take a look at what you're focusing on. This isn't to judge anybody, because I remind myself continually too. Sometimes things are coming at me that, wait a minute, I didn't want that. So I look at, well, what was I focusing on? Where's things going on? It's natural for you to go in and out of positive, negative thinking. This is the logic of this. Where this becomes a very powerful tool is when you're choosing and you acknowledge it and you notice that, wait a minute, I'm thinking more negatively about this, or I'm letting this bother me, or I'm letting this affect me, and now I can't think and focus on what I want to do. Now you're starting to turn the corner and change your life. You change your thoughts, you change your life. That was a beautiful book written by Wayne Dyer. One of my favorites that he wrote. If you've never read it, you need to look at it. He goes through the Lao Tzu, the old sage from thousands of years ago. And it's just change your thoughts, change your life. It really is a beautiful saying. And that is the title of his book. So you might want to go check that one out. And that's one of my favorites. I got it on my bookshelf. But Angels of Abundance. Did you know there was angels of abundance? Actually, everything in the universe provides a way to connect with the energy of abundance. There's several angels, but we're going to talk about two today that will help you through the energy coming up. So it's just really good. It's interesting. I mean, we had a few things happen recently. I think on May 23rd, this is the 20th, May 23rd, Saturn will go retrograde. And I talked about that last week. We spoke about that last week, where Saturn is a stern teacher, that energy. This is astrology interpretations. This is what this means in astrology. And even if you're not a believer in any of the astrology, you don't really have to believe in any of it. What I love about astrology is I go in with the intention of looking for how I can use it for a soul growth, or how it can bring my attention to something that I wasn't aware of and how I can learn and grow. I love that about it. And what I was finding interesting when I started doing this more on the show and connecting this was, wow, it's interesting. I'm watching this information that's so ancient, and then you're looking at what's going on in the world, and it keeps lining up. So I went, well, you know, let me share these perspectives from astrology. I'm all about things metaphysics. Metaphysics is beyond the physics. It's beyond the physical world. It takes you into other thoughts and mindset and different dimensions, different perspectives of life, to see the bigger picture and to make choices while we live in this physical world. We are spiritual beings to begin with, and we're experiencing a physical world that can be very challenging. Absolutely. But what I want to do is show you there's so much more to life than just everything that's going wrong. And is it really going wrong, or is it just trying to show you a different path that would be better? It just depends. I mean, not everybody's in the same boat here. Not everybody's going through the same things, but that's what we're going to talk about. This is a rare moon, by the way. It comes on May 26th. It's called a blood moon because it will have that red hue, because it's a lunar eclipse as well. So it's a super moon. It's a full lunar eclipse. And it hasn't happened since January of 2019. So this is a bit of a strong one. So that's why I wanted to put a whole show and focus on it a little bit and introduce you, if you're not familiar, with two archangels, Archangel Ariel, Archangel Shamuel. So that's what we're going to do in the show today. I want to say and welcome everyone that's joining me in my YouTube live chat. Welcome to everyone showing up. Hello, guys. Good to see you guys there. And we're going to just start this. If you have questions, you can put them up in the chat, and I will come back to that in a little bit. But I want to put the information out there. First of all, let's talk about the two angels. Archangel Ariel. And because we're working with aiming our focus, now you can have, this is interesting, actually. So we have energy that wants to help us expand beyond what we're used to, beyond your comfort zone, to explore and discover new ideas, new ways, new everything. So you're going to be feeling like you're being thrown into a learning mode. Absolutely. I just dove in and embraced learning something new, totally. And it just going with it. You find out things that will help you with what you do already if you allow yourself to do that. So when you go into this moon or this moon here, these angels will help you. Archangel Ariel, for one, with aiming the focus. If it's taking us out to expand our mind, that's the Jupiter energy, okay, that's coming in. You expand to see the bigger picture, right? You expand out. You go out of your comfort zone to see a bigger perspective, to see the bird's eye view, so to speak. Then it's asking us to aim our focus. What that would be, narrowing your focus in an area. So you're expanding out. So there sounds like two different things, but I want to explain that. You're expanding your focus to see the bigger picture so you can have clarity and discover, that's what I want to focus on. Then you come back and you're narrowing your focus. You're aiming and pinpointing that focus onto an area of life with positive, abundant mindset to flourish in that area that you're trying to achieve. It could be anything. It could be a project. It could be a job. It could be a relationship. It could be with just yourself. It could be financial. All of it. This abundance applies to everything, not just money. So keep that in mind. With the law of attraction and a reminder, it works with the flow of energy. When you're focusing on what you love, when you're just doing what you do, the universe provides what you need. It just makes sure you have what you need and it will support you and new opportunities will fall in, including money if that's the case. Not necessarily everything's about the money. It is a part of it in this world, but it can be about much more. So I see, I have had clients that were executive business owners, CEOs, big companies. I've had medical doctors. I've had all kinds of different types of clients in private sessions. They're trying to figure it out too. So a lot of times they don't want everybody to know they're looking into something like this with intuitive readings or astrology or esoteric ideas. They're being private about it. That's okay. I totally respect that. But you'd be surprised. There's a lot more people that watch, I guess you could say incognito, and that's okay. I don't care about that. I'm not worried about having the kudo in the public eye. I just want you to know this is the stuff that has truly changed my life. So that's what I'm sharing. I share through experience as well. When it comes to the angels, I've had that connection since as young as I can remember. And I've told you that before if you've been watching the show for a while. As far back as I can remember, they've been there for me. So they are just a part of my best friend posse, I guess. I mean, they are just there for me and they have guided me along the way. When it comes to the astrology, I started to discover, wasn't always following that, but I was discovering this is energy. It's like a blueprint. It's a map. It's kind of like data analysis, but it's ancient. And it just goes on and on and on. So Ariel is all about focusing and aiming your focus on what you want to do with abundance. Ariel also brings courage in to step out of your comfort zone and take action towards your manifesting your dreams into reality, things like that. So Ariel is very, very good to work with right now, especially if you're just trying to get something off the ground. Maybe you're trying to create something or design something or invent something. This is a very innovative time. This is the age of Aquarius we are in now. So it will be innovative. You will see a lot of inventions coming on board. You'll see a lot of new ways to do technology. All kinds of stuff is starting to happen with that. And this is a flourishing time for minds like that. Maybe you just want to have your life straightened out and maybe you just want to simplify it. This will help you there too, because manifesting happiness and peacefulness is an abundance desire too. Everybody wants that balance. So that's Ariel. Ariel is courage and aiming that focus in a positive mindset, okay? Now, where does Shamuel come in? Shamuel, that is spelled Shamuel, Archangel Shamuel. That one is wonderful when it's a business mindset. It works great in the world of your job, just daily activities in life, which is a very left-brained activity, right? Because all this spiritual and meditation, all that kind of stuff is the right brain. Creativity is a right brain. But we live in a world where we need to use the left brain too. So we don't throw logic out the window. We need to let it work in harmony with our spiritual side. Shamuel will help you take one step at a time and just narrow it down. I love that. Brings a very calming, peaceful energy in. I always see a pale yellow when I feel Shamuel. Just, okay, you got a lot of projects going on. You're feeling like you're going in 50 different directions. But what I notice is sometimes that can feel very scattered and overwhelming. And if you have a lot of things on your plate, Shamuel can be very, very helpful. When you're starting to manifest and bring in abundance, and maybe you just felt like it was stagnant for such a long time, and now all of a sudden things start to move and flow, believe it or not, even though that's what we've wanted all this time, it can feel overwhelming. Because now we've been sitting and waiting and sitting and waiting. We got so used to that. Then everything's happening. It's like, wait a minute, is that actually happening? Is this too good to be true? And you start tripping over yourself, right? That's where you want to bring in Shamuel. Very good angel for helping you ground back into life, be in the present. Because when we start feeling scattered like that, we've got to bring ourselves back into the present, because that's where we can make things happen. We can't make it worrying about 50 different directions if we're right here, or what's going to happen in 5 hours to tomorrow. So it's very powerful to work with this angel if you're having a tendency to go in that direction of overwhelm or feel scattered or having trouble focusing. Because we have a focus issue here that's a very positive issue. We want positive focus. We want abundant mindset focus. So Ariel will give you that courage to aim that focus, narrow it, pinpoint it, allow yourself to go out of that comfort zone, see the bigger picture, the help of the expansion mindset and the abundant mindset of the energy of Jupiter, which is a very big planet, by the way. This all works in harmony together, and it's a perfect combination to really succeed at what you're trying to achieve in life. That's what I really want to put out there. I try to put that out there. I mean, take it or leave it. If it's not for you, keep moving and stay out of the way so other people that do want this and it's helping them can achieve what they're trying to do. I'm not trying to be for everybody. I'm trying to give you what you need for the people that want this. So, the other thing is the rare blue moon. And this is where the sensitivities will come in. So I'm going to talk about that a bit. Keep putting out your information or your questions or anything you've experienced over in the live chat. And I'm going to come back to that and we'll catch up on all that. And we'll see what we've got with that. So keep going with that. Let's talk about the blood moon a little bit, because it is intense. It is an intense moon. And a lot of people that feel the lunar energies will feel them a good week to 10 days out before they come in. I usually do. So a lot of you that have been feeling, whoa, it's just been feeling a bit intense or sensitive about, like, why am I being sensitive? Why are my dreams getting heavy? Things like that. You might be feeling that coming in. Remember, a full moon is about releasing things that just need to go away. Okay, this is a blood moon because it's a lunar eclipse, so it'll give it a red hue. It's a full lunar eclipse. What is an eclipse? It magnifies the intensity of the energy of this. This is a moon in Sagittarius. This is a Sagittarius supermoon. So supermoons intensify it. So we got all these things that have amplified the energy, so you may feel it a bit more. So let's talk about it. Let me go through some of the highlight points of this. Then we'll come back to chat and answer some questions, do some readings if you like, things like that. Okay, so first of all, we haven't had one since January 2019. So it's been a little while since you've felt this. So blood moon eclipses in astrology are known to bring unexpected change. Don't let that freak you out. Now, how many people out there went, oh no, that's fear of the future. I'm just going to call it out right now because that was a good example of that. It does bring sudden unexpected change sometimes. Sometimes it may not be in your alignment, but they're known for that in astrology. But what it's doing is it's pinpointing something very strongly that needs to transform, shift, leave, move on, let go of. That's the way you want to look at it. If something like that's going on, you could feel like everything's just going in this direction. Okay. Maybe you've had this upbeat mindset. Okay. I'm going to go this way. I'm going to do this. I'm all excited about it. And all of a sudden, it's unexpected and it gives you a U-turn. That's not a failure. That's not a failure. It could be that there's some clarity that you need to learn about. There's a better way to approach it. There's a different direction to go. It could be a lot of different things. Everything's individual for each person, okay? So, blood moon eclipses, that's where you find something, or you'll discover something that you're letting go of in your life or needs to go. That unexpected change a lot of times is bringing it about, like it's going to help you let go of it, so to speak. All of a sudden you're like, whoa, what happened? Because it needs to go away, it needs to clear. It's just in the way. It could be anything. It could be relationship changes. It could be job changes. It could be you might be feeling some insecurity in some areas, whatever it might be. Abundant mindset is what's going to get you through this. You don't want to be focusing on, oh no, what does that mean? What's happening? Why am I being attacked? As soon as you go there, that's not abundant mindset. So don't beat yourself up when you go there, because it's a natural programming that is really embedded in humanity. And it has been for, gosh, probably thousands of years. The trick here is, okay, acknowledge, oh, I just did that. I just thought, oh no, how can I shift that into an abundant mindset? That's what you want to do. So when an eclipse comes around, it does bring in energy that will push you into your next chapter, elevate you to see it differently. It's a higher expansion of the soul, awareness, consciousness. Spiritual awakening can intensify, things like that. So, and here's the thing, and I'm just being honest about this rare moon. That's why you want to focus on your positive mindset here. You want to trust what's falling away. You may not like it. You may not understand it, but if it's falling away, it's falling away. And if we try to keep holding on to something that is just going away, no matter what you do, you're just holding yourself back. It's holding back the opportunities. You're so focused on trying to hold on to this, you don't see the opportunities that are opening up in the horizon, so to speak. So keep that in mind. I know a Sagittarius energy, which this moon is a Sagittarius moon. Sagittarius energy rules over wisdom and the higher consciousness, the higher mind. So there is wisdom to be found in this. The aiming the focus on positive, abundant mindset is really going to be the way to go through this. When we focus on a bigger picture and we allow ourselves to expand, remember, now we see things from a different point of view. You'll actually see clearer what you've been trying to do when you come out of that expansive mind. To go out and look in, like looking in from outside, like see it from a different viewpoint, perspective, looking through the window at it objectively. You're going to look at life objectively, your own life this way. And you're going to see, oh, there it is right there. Then you go back into life with this wisdom that this energy gives you, opportunity to go discover, you see. Then you come back into life and you can make a better choice. You can find a way to not let it pull you down. You can find a way to find the positives and embrace those and focus on those. And then start taking action that will bring things around the way you want. So, I know. So, Sagittarian energy will guide you to find your wisdom, deeper, higher mind perspective, so to speak. Deeper, higher sounds confusing, but you go deeper to go higher in your consciousness. It's an inner spiritual work, so to speak. So, there's a more abundant perspective out there that you might be completely missing. And you can't see it if you stay focused on everything that's going wrong. You're going to see it if you allow yourself to expand, check it out, and then come back. Oh, there it is. Okay, there's another angle I haven't tried yet. And you don't want to give up on yourself. You want to find that inspiration to keep going and you know, just discover these new ways or these talents that you didn't even know you had. What if it's talents you didn't even know you had? Okay. Oh. Now, this energy traces back to May of 2020, this expansive Saturn energy that we're talking about, this abundant perspective, looking for that mindset. Yep. Even through all of 2020, which was a crazy year, this energy eclipse cycle, it started in May of 2020. So the energy's been there. It's been there for you to discover what you need to discover. Then when you go for it, and think of Archangel Ariel right now, when you go for it, you go, okay, I've expanded, I've looked, I'm going to come back, I'm going to narrow my focus, I'm going to aim in this direction with a positive mindset. Now, here's where your trust comes in. Sagittarius is known with a symbol of the archer, the bow and arrow. So if you're aiming your focus and you want to hit that bullseye on exactly what you want to do, when you let go of that arrow and it goes, with Archangel Ariel, you have the courage to let it go and be okay with where it lands, because it may land right on your target. It may land to show you, hey, over here would be better. Yep, I'm getting deep because this is deep and it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Because this new moon will open you up to sensitivities, you may feel it more. Your emotions, your mind might take you in a lot of directions. One of the best things you can do is remember to go to the objective viewpoint. You know, just look at it through a looking glass. Go, okay, why is this doing this? Why is this making me feel like this? Because it's bringing up hidden information deep within you for your soul growth. It's not here to punish you. It's not here to scare you. Everything's about your soul growth when you look at things from a spiritual perspective or soul growth, why you're here. This intensifies spiritual awakenings if you've already been on one. If you've been going through spiritual awakening, you start to find, wow, okay. And every time, and I can say this from experience, every time you go to another level, I guess is a level up, is what I call it, leveling up on spiritual awakening, you take it another notch to see it even broader, more consciousness, more awareness. You realize how much you don't know. You go, whoa, I thought I knew something. Remember in school, you feel like when you start to take it up to the next notch, you go, oh, I thought I was great. That's the comfort zone. You feel like you got this. And then you take it up to the next level and you find out, wow, I got a lot to learn. That's everybody, guys. If you don't ever feel like that, you're not leaving your comfort zone to grow and learn. Honestly, that's the way I feel about it. If it always feels like you've got it all done, all figured out, that's not life to me. That's not growing. That's not energy moving forward. One of the things that I admire about creative minds is they are always pushing the envelope to explore something that's never been done, never happened, never anything. And at first, a lot of them, they throw inventors, for example, they throw it out there and nobody takes it seriously because it's different and it's new and it's not popular yet. What I admire is they keep doing it anyway. They keep going. They keep trying. They just keep perfecting it. They keep making it better. They believe in what they're doing. They believe in themselves. And that's why it becomes successful eventually. So some of them have to try over and over and over again. Some don't. But if you're one to try once and it doesn't work and you just quit, how will you ever know? How will you ever know? So the mind of the inventor and creator can inspire you. Okay. That just makes me want to go back and figure out what happened or why it didn't work. That's the mind of someone successful. That's the mind that will help you get your dream into reality. And that's a big point that I wanted to make here. Okay. This moon is about emotions. Like I said, intensified. Full moons usually are anyway, because it's about releasing old, just letting it go. And we have this opportunity every month. We just happen to have a rare opportunity of one that's very intense. You want to honor and respect how you feel. All of them, even if it's anger, resentment, because they have to come up to be healed. Anything that feels negative to you, it's the part of you that needs a little bit of the love and the light, so to speak. You can't have light in the darkness. So as soon as you shine a little light, honor and respect, listen to why am I angry? Why am I resentful? Things like that. What's causing that? you're giving some light, honor, and respect to that part of you that needs healing. Very important. We have emotions for a reason, all of them. The shadow side of us can teach us too. Not that we want to stay in that, but it does. Jupiter acts like a magnifier. So now, everything that you were suspecting or you were seeing, now you have it under the magnifying glass. Now you can see all the inner details of it even more so. So all of these energies coming together are bringing around an interesting dynamic for you to perfect. Well, maybe not word perfect. We're always growing. It wouldn't say perfection. Level up is the good word to use. Level up your law of attraction skills, your abundance mindset. Abundance mindset is going to take you far moving forward. I mean, darkness, like I said, it's believed to be negative. It's really an area that doesn't have any love or respect. And that's a deeper thought. So I leave you with that to ponder. But these two angels of abundance working with this energy that will really show you the light and the shadow of what you may have going on is going to help you tremendously. We don't want to be afraid to aim our focus onto our dream. We don't know where that arrow will land when we let go. But we want to have the courage to try. We want to have the courage to go, okay, I need to go back to the drawing table again. I got to rethink that. Things like that are going to happen. That's life. Successful minds just keep going back. They don't let it destroy them and go, that's it, I'm a failure. They don't think that way. They really believe in themselves. So step number one would be your self-worth, obviously. That's why that's such a topic today in people working on their self-improvement. Your self-worth, do you value what you bring to the world? Do you value who you are? So important, so important. So let me go over to the chat for a moment because I see quite a bit there, and let's see what we have going on. Hello to, let's see, we have Robert, we have Shadonna, Maddie, Michelle, Julia, hello. Robert is got lots to say. We will catch up with that one too. And Maddie, let's see. Okay. So first off, Robert, hi. Let's start reading. You have a few out here. Archangel Ariel is my favorite angel. It's a good one. I like Archangel Ariel. And I always feel the energy of the lion, which represents courage. I have entire archived episodes on Archangel Ariel out there in my YouTube channel, if you guys like that. So you have a strong bond. Okay. So I have been working with a spirit team over the past week. When you mentioned Ariel, I grabbed my Bodhi tree bracelet and my rose quartz angel on it. Awesome. I think this is Ariel's way of saying, hey, Bobby, don't forget about me. I'm hearing that song, Don't You Forget About Me, playing in my head. Thank you for doing this program. You're welcome. Let's see. I'm just going in line with these things. Maddie, the energy has already been a little tough this week. Do the angels have any advice for how I can best use this energy? Lots of big changes recently in every area. I'm excited. It's also a lot. That, yeah, it is, Maddie. It is. And that's a lot what this moon will feel. You're very in tune with lunar energy anyway, I've noticed, as you've been, you know, coming into the show pretty regular. And I notice that every time that energy, you're spot on before I've even finished the show. So you're very intuitive on that energy. You're picking it up. Yes, you are. The biggest thing for you, I think, is Shamuel is going to help you a lot. Ariel, you've had the courage. You've been working with Ariel, but Shamuel is going to help bring the peacefulness and the calm when it feels overwhelming and it's going in so many different directions because it's the one step at a time angel. I love Shamuel for business coaching, life coaching, because it's like, okay, you've got this plan and you've got to narrow it down, like you said, but that one step at a time takes the overwhelm out one step at a time and helps you get the priorities. Like if you're needing to triage a list of things to do in all these different directions that are changing, which one's the most important? That's the angel to work with for you. Also, that calm pastel yellow that I always see with Shamuel, that energy of that angel is very calming, especially after you've gone on this exhilarating adventure, expanding with Jupiter energy, right? And you've worked with Ariel to go for it. That's exhilarating, exciting. But then there's this calm down, like, okay, we've gone and we've learned and we've grown and we've got excited about things. Some things are a little bit scary, but still exciting is what I feel with you right now, Maddie. It feels like it's exciting, but a little bit scary. And that's okay. It feels like that to everybody sometimes. That's where Shamuel is going to help you. It's just going to calm things down so it's not so scattered in the mental. I hope that makes sense. So let me keep going. She does say she's excited. I did read that. Yeah, it does feel exciting, but a little bit scary. That was the part I felt. Because it's unknown, you know. And when you feel the scary part, remember the abundant mindset. Focus on the abundant mindset with that. Because it might intensify as we approach closer to May 26th. Okay, we're back to Bobby. I've been working with a life coach who has introduced me to my team of spirit guides. Now I have spirit guides and angels to work with. That's awesome. Spirit guides are great. If you don't know what those are, for people listening for the first time or you're new to any of this, spirit guides are people that have lived a human life and now they watch over and they're there to guide us from the other side. They also come in at, for me, they come in a lot with nature. That's where I completely connect with them a lot, like power animals. You see that in different aspects of belief systems, like power animal spirit guide, animal spirit guides, things like that. You'll see, like my dad will come in a lot for me. My dad is over there. My dad comes in every now and then, and he's very humorous when he does. But he's associated with the peacock. I know it's crazy. But when that comes up or harmonica music or anything like that comes up, I know it's my dad. There's also a smell. It's a smoky, kind of like a smoky wood stove smell that I'll smell sometimes. And I don't even have any of that here in my home. I know it's my dad. And he comes around. He just lets me know. He lets me know. And they don't have to be people that were your family members. They could just be people that you're trying to work with something in your life and learn something. And you could have a spirit guide that is there to help you on that journey in that phase. So you can have several. You can have one at a time. Just like with angels. And don't forget, guys, your guardian angel is one of your abundance angels as well. If you're not sure which way to go, you have a guardian angel that is one of your best advisors. Talk about a life coach. Tell me about it. Oh, absolutely. You want to not forget you have that guardian angel that's been assigned to you for life. So let's see here. How do I work with my spirit team of, this is still Bobby. How do I work with my spirit team of guides without forgetting about my angels, especially Ariel and Jophiel? Love and light be with you always. Jophiel is an angel of positive thinking. Good one to bring up. So thank you for that. Very good. If you're struggling with the positive mindset, that's a Jophiel. They don't feel that way. There is no forgetting. You don't want to be overwhelmed with that or feel like, oh, I have to remember and remember and remember. They are there. They don't feel like that. It's not like that at all. You work with what you need to reach out to in the moment. One day it might be angels, 1 week, 1 month, 1 day it's more your spirit guides. You could check in once a day. You don't have to, though. It's really going to be what's the natural flow. You haven't forgotten anybody just because you've been working with a different team. I work with both. I let it come to me naturally, what I'm feeling in the moment, in using your intuition, because that's what they want. They don't want you to feel like you have to depend completely, like you can't make any moves without them telling you. If they are truly helping you to be you and be strong. And they are. I feel that with you. They're about you strengthening your self-worth and trusting in what your intuition is telling you you need right now or what not to do. So don't forget that part. Don't forget about your higher self. That's the goal, too. Does that make sense? I hope so. Boy, we're going deep today, right? One last question. Good morning, Beth. One last question, I promise. That's okay. You've got great energy you've brought in here. Does Ariel have any messages for me? Thank you. Okay, let's see. Ariel, you've been working with Ariel. Ariel is your favorite, right? What I'm picking up for you immediately is that Ariel's biggest draw for you is that courage to believe in your worth. And you have done leaps and bounds on that. And I feel a kudos. You're doing a great job. You don't have to have it all figured out overnight. This is what I'm picking up. I'm picking up that courage to just go for it, what's right for you. And there's going to be, it's been like obstacles around you may have been the hesitation at one point. But that freedom path is really opening up for you to really expand even more so. And this is a great time to be working with that angel. Actually, any of the angels can help you. There's a lot of them, okay? But these two I just focused on for this show. Michelle, Raphael. Raphael is a wonderful angel as well. Raphael is known as the physician of heaven. So any healing in any part of life, whether it's physical, mental, spiritually, emotional, relationships, finances, whatever it is needs healing, Raphael's your angel for that. That's a great angel for that. Now, let me keep going. There's lessons and a journey. There's lessons and a journey to learn here with this energy, with this rare blood moon eclipse, with these two angels. There's lessons to learn. So what you want to do is stay connected with your intuition. That's going to carry you very far moving forward into 2021, not just now this month, but moving forward. This is an expansion of a whole entire new world that we're discovering, a whole new everything. It has been a lot of change. Yes, it has. So if you were to bring an awakening and a change to a part of your life, this eclipse, this energy right here, this moon, is a bridge. It's a bridge to take you to a new everything. It's like you walk over the bridge and you see life completely different. You see everything about life that you thought was your truth. And maybe you're seeing some things that still are, but maybe you're seeing some things like, oh, wow, you know, I thought that was the way to go, but maybe not. This is good. This is how we learn. This is the positives in that. This is those things that you want to listen to and want to pay attention to. This energy will remind you to make sure you're bringing yourself back to why you're here. Why did you come here? What is it that you want to do in life? Why? And you may not have all that figured out yet, but applying yourself and giving that the respect and honor it deserves is value in your self-worth. That's huge, huge. So there's a lot coming around the corner in our next chapter of everything, life. It's like we're turning the corner into a brand new everything. You turn the corner, everything that was, if that thing, whatever it is, suddenly disappears out of your life or whatever it might be, don't try to hold on to it. Don't try to look back. You'll feel it. You may even grieve, whatever it might be. I don't know. But it's moving forward. It's moving forward that you want to focus and you want to move forward with that abundant mindset. Abundant mindset is so big deal. I've been talking about abundance and mindset and law of attraction a lot lately because this is what we need right now. And a lot of us have known it for years. a lot of us, there's, you know, I don't know what that is. I've never heard of it before. It may not be something that you are familiar with from where you come from or whatever you your beliefs were. And it has no belief system. It has no religion. It's about a positive mindset and believing and choosing the path to draw it in. Because law of attraction, remember, it will attract to us what we are. We can want it all day long. But if we don't believe it, if we don't believe ourselves, if we don't believe that we can, how can it bring it in? We keep canceling that request out to the universe. Angels help bring in that positive inspiration, uplifting when we need it. When we feel like, oh, I need some encouragement. I'm feeling a little discouraged right now. They're fantastic for that. When you're going through something tough, but not even just then. When you're remembering to say thank you to the universe for everything that you have, no matter how small, how big, whatever. Saying thank you to the angels for being there for you, to your spirit guides, just having gratitude and appreciation that you have such an amazing team and a gift that you can work with. Gratitude will take you far. Being in true appreciation of what you have in your life is a big deal. That's part of a law of attraction too. Not pretending, actually having that gratitude. But sometimes we're like, well, I don't even know how to get there. I'm just feeling so negative about everything. That's where we bring in the affirmations. You start working with them. You start claiming it, you know. You may not feel it at first, but with your intention that you want to feel it, that's one of the big steps to take. And if you're also new to this, I'm going to remind everybody to think about, as you go through your day, what do you say behind I am? Because that's your claim to universe. Make sure it's something positive. Make sure it's something that you want. And so I like to put the affirmations out every week. I like to help everyone to be uplifted. I want everyone to feel what they bring to the world is worth believing in. But it won't come off the ground. It really won't take off until you believe in it yourself. And so that's a big deal. We have a lot of opportunity to really soar in this energy. So I wanted you to know that. So let me check one more time over here. We have Veronica is a Sagittarius. Any message for you? Sagittarius. So do you feel, Veronica, do you feel the Sagittarius energy? Because that one likes to take you, you know, into the wisdom. Sagittarius can be serious, you know, can be quite business motivated, actually. And then sometimes you can feel like you're tripping on it because it just has two sides to it. But Sagittarius energy is a good energy. This is a Sagittarius moon, so you may feel this one a little bit more. But whatever it is you feel the most, and listen. Okay, thank you. I'm getting this from Michael. Archangel Michael came in for this one. Because you want to feel safe to explore the things that feel unsure. Not make commitments, but explore it and learn a little bit more about it. Wow, that was weird. I don't even know if I could remember how to say that again. Because when they come in like that, that's for you. But it's don't be afraid to explore. Don't be afraid to explore. Have some faith where you really believe in something. Whatever keeps you going, whatever you want. Because there's wisdom to be found. So whatever comes up with the moon for you in this one, which you may feel more, you may feel emotional, you may have more dreams. Pay attention to the dreams that might pop up in the next week or so. Anything that just feels like, whoa, that's striking a chord. It may feel emotional, positive or negative emotion. I mean, it doesn't matter. Whatever feels strong is what you're looking for, is where I'm feeling to aim your focus. Wow, that one was a deep one. You must get really analytical or something, or get really deep and have lots of things going on. I'm not sure, but that felt really deep in there. So, and we have a lot of those, believe it or not. Believe it or not, your analytical side can be your strongest connection to your style of intuition. There's many styles of intuition. You have your clairvoyance, you know, or how you can connect your psychic abilities, however you want to call it, your spirit gifts. Clairvoyance is seeing, you know, there's hearing, but the analytical people, the people that are very, you know, business oriented or left brain minded, they have intuition too. They just don't realize that that instinct that I don't know how I know, I just know. I just know this is the right thing to do. I have no idea. It just feels right. I just know. That's a clear cognizance. And that is usually the strongest style of intuition for someone very analytical. I'm saying this to everybody. I wasn't just picking on Veronica here. But because I feel that one too, but I noticed that the people that don't even believe in any of this, they still have that one. The other one that can be a real noticeable that that's your style is you just know this is the right thing to do. And you may notice that in other people. Sometimes we get told when we're kids, we're the boss of everything, or we're trying to be the boss of everybody, you know, that kind of thing. Because you're seeing things for them that would be better, but they don't see it that way. And so that's when we don't understand that we can't control another's journey. And that usually is when we're younger, when we're kids out there playing and you're trying to run the whole thing. Leaders do that. Leaders just know. We got to have leaders. We've got to have people like that. So these are just little symptoms, not symptoms, but signs that that might be your style. And I hope that that helps, because that one was interesting. Maddie, such wild dreams, and I don't always know how to interpret them. A quick tip on dreams. Dreams are metaphoric. Let's just go over a couple of the dreams 101 here really quick. Dreams, they're metaphoric. They're not literal. They're never literal. For example, something really intense, you know, that looks like, oh no, that's horrible. I'll go to jail for that. In a dream, it could be you're just fighting for your freedom. Let me put it that way. Metaphor is what you're looking for. Symbolic. Also, if it's someone very close to you, like a immediate relative or someone in a very close personal relationship, that could, and they are, they've passed away, that could be a visit from one of them as a guide for you. I've had some interesting ones with angels, spirit guides, people that have visited that way. But I've also, sometimes we see things that are really scary or warnings, but everything is metaphoric in a dream. And the other thing, we might see all kinds of other people that we know in dreams. You might see all kinds of different things in a dream, but a dream is your subconscious telling you what you need to know or trying to answer a question that you need to know in your conscious mind. No matter how many different characters might be in your dream, the dream's always what you need to know about you, not about them, what they're doing. It has nothing to do with anybody else. It's your subconscious trying to help you on a deeper level. Also, dreams, if we have a lot of intense energy in the daytime and we haven't had a chance to move that energy out, it will keep burning the energy off, so to speak. Mental energy can sometimes bring in a lot of dreams. Sometimes they're very chaotic dreams. They don't make any sense. They're not in chronological order. They're all over the place. That's just a lot of energy burning out and moving on. So take that with a grain of salt, so to speak. Not every time, but most of the time. But they, and a nightmare even, a nightmare, you want to pay attention to dreams that are repetitive or really shocking or you can't forget about all day. That's an important message for you. But even a nightmare has something in it that can help you, not to scare you to death. And sometimes those fears that we have about something, they conjure up into characters. Whoa, and it just can get crazy in there. I mean, how do you think all these best-selling authors write all this stuff? A lot of them, Yeah. I mean, if you looked at your dream world, all of us could write a bestseller in sci-fi, right? I mean, there's crazy stuff that happens in our dreams. But another part of it is, if we didn't have dreams, if we didn't have our energy burning off like that, it'd make us go crazy, you know? We have to process that energy somehow. If it's trapped energy that wasn't expended during the day, it'll process like that too. So there's a lot of different ways to look at dreams, but those are a couple of tips to help sort it out. You're looking for what was sticking out, okay? What was sticking out in your dream? Was it a blue elephant, you know, weird stuff. You know, what was really sticking out? A color? If you see colors, some people do, some people don't. Was it a particular place? You know, you're looking for something that just in your dream, like, that was weird. You know, what was sticking out? And then you're looking for the metaphor in that. Like, sometimes if you see, for example, just giving you examples of what I mean by metaphor, I'm getting close to time here. And this will help everybody because dreams might be pretty strong in the next week. Say, for example, you see a race car in the dream. And metaphorically, or if you're in the race car, if you're driving the race car, if it's out of control, that could be your subconscious telling you you're going too fast. You're going too fast. Slow down. You're losing control of what's going on in your life. Now let's switch that back. What if it was a turtle, or if you're walking somewhere? So your mode of travel, you're looking at this mode of travel. If you're traveling, what's the mode of travel? Is it fast? Is it slow? What is it? If you're walking and it looks like you're going down a road that never ends, we're not moving fast enough. You see what I mean? If you're moving over water, if there's a lot of water involved in a dream, that could be emotional. So is the water peaceful or calm, or is it raging like a bad storm, like an ocean in a bad storm? That's emotions right there. Stuff like that is can help you kind of sort out what the metaphor is. And that's examples of it. Gosh, they just keep going and going with that. But it's good to jot them down if you have things coming in. And if you have two or three nights of some strange stuff that way, you can look at that journal and see what's going on. Like, oh, wait a minute, there's a pattern. If you didn't understand the one dream you had, you can ask for clarity. Ask your angels, your guides, ask the universe, your higher self, your subconscious. Could you give me a different one or a different message so I can help clarify what you're trying to tell me? If you have intention to understand what it's trying to tell you, they will give you as much as you need to help you sort that out. I know, they will. It's unlimited. They'll tell you. They absolutely will. You got on four or five different journeys sometimes. I'm definitely ascending in many ways. This is Veronica. I am a clear audience. Thank you. Love you, Dr. Jen. So you hear things. Okay. I feel like you might have the other one too, the claircognizance. So just think about it. A lot of people have more than one. I use several. I like to develop them all. Maddie, I go on about four or five different journeys sometimes. That's because you have so many irons in the fire. Because you have a highly active mind and it's looking in four or five directions at the same time. So Samuel again will help you go, okay, that's four or five journeys. Which one do I take first? You just need to know which one. You can go on one at a time. You can go on all four or five, one at a time would be most helpful to you. And I hope everyone has enjoyed the show today. I want to say thank you to everyone that supports the show, shows up, joins me here in the live chat. I enjoy being here with you as well. Please do, if you are subscribed to the channel, that'll help you know when we come on live every time. And if you share the show, that helps us. And we appreciate you. Thank you so much. I want to say I am going to be here next week, by the way. I will. I'm planning on being here next week. And I hope that when the moon comes in next week, you're ready with an abundant mindset. You're ready to aim, narrow your focus, and let yourself go expand and see what's out there. Because when you're learning something new, you're not in your comfort zone. Find that whatever it is that excites you, gets you inspired, go learn as much as you can about it and come back with the wisdom that it taught you to make better choices moving forward. And I will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com